Good morning, JSS 3 students of All Saints Secondary School, Oyiwo, River State. Welcome to our today's e-learning. I am Opara Chidi Opara, your history teacher. Our week 6 topic is Historical Sites in Nigeria. Historical Sites in Nigeria, NAC Culture and Civilization. Historical Sites in Nigeria, NAC Culture and Civilization. Historical Sites in Nigeria, NAC Culture and Civilization. Objectives of our study. By the end of the lesson, students should be able to define culture and civilization. Number two, state the location of NAC on the map of Nigeria. Number three, list the artifacts of the NAC people. Then number four, mention the significant or importance of NAC culture in the Nigerian history. NAC culture and civilization. Before I go further, I would love to define civilization. What is civilization? Civilization can be defined as an advanced stage in social development. Such development could be seen in people's culture, political development, their building, that is houses, works of art, literature, songs, and poetry. What is civilization? Civilization can be defined as an advanced stage in social development. Such development could be seen in people's culture, political development, their building, works of art, literature, songs, and poetry. Full stop. What is culture? Culture can be defined as a way of life. Location of NAC on the map of Nigeria. Location of NAC on the map of Nigeria. NAC is a village in Jabba local government area of Kaduna State. NAC is a village in Jabba local government area of Kaduna State. NAC is a village in Jabba local government area of Kaduna State. NAC civilization is the oldest civilization in West Africa. NAC civilization is the oldest civilization in West Africa. NAC culture and civilization flourished between 900 BC and 200 AD in Taruga, Jos, Plateau State. In Taruga, Jos, Plateau State. The NAC people, culture, and artifacts. NAC people, culture, and artifacts. NAC culture is important to know that NAC culture was and is the oldest civilization in Black Africa or in West Africa. The NAC culture is an early Iron Age population whose material remains were named after the Ham village of NAC in present-day Kaduna State, where their terracotta were first discovered in 1928. The Nok people were smithers of iron and also agriculturists. Iron used in smithing and forging tools appears in Nok culture by at least 550 BC and possibly a few centuries earlier. It's important to know that Nok culture and civilization was the oldest civilization in West Africa. The Nok culture bears evidence of iron technology in West Africa, even before the coming of the Europeans. Significance and importance of Nok culture in the Nigerian history. Number one, Nok culture influenced later cultures in the Niger River's forest areas, notably Iwoku and Ife. I will take that again. Nok culture influenced later cultures in the Niger River forest area, notably Iwoku and Ife. Number two, Nok culture provides the earliest example of iron smithing technology in sub-Sahara Africa, that is in West Africa. Like I said, Nok civilization is the oldest civilization in West Africa. The number three, the Nok culture bears evidence of the vitality of Nigerian cultural experience and achievements, and of the possibility that all this remnant of expats must have been the works of its indigenous people. What do I mean by that? Nok culture proves that indeed Nigerians had rich cultural experience before the coming of Europeans to Africa. Number four, Nok culture and civilization exposed the wrong assertion by European writers about Nigerian history. I'll take that again. Nok culture and civilization exposed the wrong assertion by European writers about Nigerian history. Let me explain. European writers wrote all kinds of trash against Nigerians and indeed Africans. Africans has been presented by many European writers as a race without a past, a people who never evolved a civilization of their own and contributed nothing to human progress. European writers, known as Eurocentric writers, wrote all kinds of trash against African history, against Nigerian history, that Nigerian, then and indeed Africans were people who never developed any civilization of their own. In other words, that we were static, we were grooming in darkness before they came and opened our eyes. They wrote all kinds of trash against us, that we never had civilization, that we are a race without a past, that we don't have history, that we don't have civilization, that we don't have culture, that they came and opened our eyes, that what we know today, all that we know today, came from them. But not culture and civilization. They exposed the wrong assertion and the baseless lies told by these writers. How? Because if they are saying that we don't have anything before they came, that we don't have culture, we don't have civilization, we are just grooming in darkness, then who taught the Nok people ironworks, terracottas of the north came from where? Already, the Nak people were smithers and iron workers. The North culture provides the earliest example of iron smithing technology in West Africa. And you're saying that we don't have civilization and culture. So no thanks to North culture for exposing the wrong assumption by European writers about Nigerian history. I started this lecture, or this lesson rather, with the meaning of civilization. Remember the topic again, historical sites in Nigeria. Not culture and civilization. Culture can be defined as a way of life. Right? Civilization can be defined as an advanced stage in whatever you're doing. Advanced stage in social development. Advanced stage in social development. Such development could be seen in people's culture, people's way of life, people's political development, their building, their houses, their works of art, their literature, their songs, their poetry. That is civilization. Then the location of Nak on the map of Nigeria. Nak is a village in Jabba local government area of present-day Kaduna State. Nak is a village in Jabba local government area of Kaduna State. Nak civilization is the oldest civilization in West Africa, the oldest civilization in West Africa. In fact, Nak culture and civilization flourished between 900 BC and 200 AD in Taruga. Taruga is in Jos Plateau State. Then the Nak people, culture and artifacts. It is important to know that Nak civilization is the oldest civilization in West Africa. The Nak culture is an early Iron Age population. Early Iron Age population. Iron smithing technology. Terracotta that discovered in Nak in 1928. I'll drop a picture of the terracotta in the website and even in our WhatsApp group so that you take a look of the terracotta. Nak people, we are smithers of iron and also agriculturists. Iron used in smithing and forging tools, hoes, cutlasses, all kinds of iron tools that we use even before the coming of the Europeans or the white, were indeed made by the Nak people. The significant and the importance of Nak culture in the Nigerian history. One, Nak culture influenced later cultures in the Niger River forest areas, notably the Ife culture and the Igboku culture. Secondly, Nak culture provides the earliest example of iron smithing technology, in sub-Sahara Africa, that is in West Africa. Thirdly, Nak culture exposed the lies told by the Europeans against African history, against Nigerian history. Nak culture and civilization exposed the wrong assumption by European writers about Nigerian history, about African history. Africans has been presented by many European writers as a race without a past. A people who never involved a civilization of their own and contributed nothing to human progress. That's how they painted us black, that we contributed nothing to human progress, that they were the ones that came and exposed us to what we know today. But Nak culture exposed them. Because even before they came, the Nak people were already excellent in iron smithing technology. So take your assignment for this week. Assignment: mention and explain the importance of Igboku culture and civilization in the Igbo history. Mention and explain the importance of Igboku culture and civilization in the Igbo history. Thank you and remain blessed.